prisons across the United States are struggling with a rash of COVID-19 infections. In Oklahoma, 2 prisoners and 9 corrections employees have tested positive for the virus. State Impact's Quentin Chandler spoke with Oklahoma Department of Corrections Director Scott Crow about the state's ability to test for COVID-19 in prisons.
Director, I want to thank you for taking the time out to talk. Appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir. It's my privilege.
So I want to ask you some questions about your work to prevent COVID-19 infections in the correction system. What is the process for an inmate to get tested for the disease?
Early on, when we started experiencing potential exposures, we worked through our medical providers to understand the amount of tests that they could provide to DOC. And this was during a time that tests were, maybe 200 tests were available for the whole state. And we were initially able to acquire 70 tests. And from that point forward, we've actually been able to acquire the number of tests really that we need on a daily, weekly basis to test every inmate that needs to be tested. And as an example of that, when we had the inmate that tested positive at Jackie Brannan Correctional Center in McAllister, the day after he tested positive, we reached out to our medical provider and asked if they could provide 293 tests to test all of the other inmates that were on the same unit as this individual, and they did so.
To get a test to prisoners, basically first you identify who is showing symptoms or has been exposed. Just like people outside here in the public, you have to have a specific reason why you're testing.
That's absolutely correct. We do not have an unlimited supply of tests. That's important to note. And one of the things that's different about us than the public is that we have very controlled environments. And so we understand to a certain degree the amount of exposure that we've had based off of someone that tested positive on a unit or a staff person that potentially brought it in. And so in the instance of Jackie Brannan, fortunately, we've not had that occurrence across the system, because what we tried to do with that one positive test was get ahead of it by testing everyone on that unit so we could completely lock that unit down and begin a process of treating those inmates if they were symptomatic. And so there's really criteria that our medical staff use prior to just administering tests to everyone. You have to meet those certain elements to be tested.
There are some states that have kind of tried to model what is going to happen because of COVID-19. Do you have any estimates on how many people are likely to become infected with COVID-19 as this pandemic moves forward?
I'm hoping that the number remains relatively small. We have planned for as many as 200 to 300 inmates initially, just simply because we wanted to make sure that we were being proactive with the resources that we could have available if we were to reach that number. And that is from things ranging from the isolation cells that are in each of our facilities to identifying gymnasiums that we could transform into temporary infirmaries to be able to accommodate larger numbers of inmates. We feel like that we've been pretty successful so far.
I'm wondering if, Director, if you are worried that there could be more people who are infected inside the system, especially considering the numbers other states have seen and the particular challenges with limiting this virus's spread in prisons.
I'm not worried. I'm just concerned about the overall impact of COVID-19 on not only prisons, but all, society in general. I think that we're still scurrying to try to figure out how to deal with this pandemic event. In corrections, absolutely, we are concerned, and this will have my utmost attention for weeks and months ahead.
That was my conversation with Scott Crow, director of the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Since this conversation, the number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in prisons across the country has more than tripled. Most states, like Oklahoma, are determining which prisoners should be tested on a case-by-case basis. Several states that recently began mass testing prisoners discovered a rash of infections, especially among prisoners who didn't show any symptoms. State Impact followed up with Crow and asked about the possibility of mass testing in Oklahoma prisons. The director hasn't responded yet.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.